You're listening to SBS News.
He's a high-profile opposition figure at the centre of some of the most rowdy moments witnessed in Hong Kong's parliament. After fleeing for Europe while on bail for criminal charges connected with pro-democracy protests, Ted Hui has now arrived in Australia after securing a COVID exemption on compassionate grounds.
I'm very grateful for the Australian government for facilitating my arrival. It's somewhat recognition of what's happening in Hong Kong.
Mr. Hui, who is currently serving out his two-week quarantine at an undisclosed location, is in Australia on a one-year visitor visa and says he has not applied for asylum. His goal while in the country is to boost global pro-democracy efforts and to lobby the federal government to enact legislation which would permit targeted sanctions on foreign officials. Such laws have been adopted in the United States and the United Kingdom.
The Australian government can sanction human rights violations in Hong Kong and also in terms of the Uyghur genocide in Xinjiang.
Graham Smith from the Australian National University believes Australia's move to allow a well-known fugitive into the country will anger the Chinese government.
So this will absolutely be seen as crossing the red line of interfering in China's internal affairs. And Ted isn't just anyone. He's a former member of the Legislative Council. He was pre-selected for the seat of Hong Kong Island.
The Home Affairs Department has told SBS News it does not comment on individual cases. A statement from the Chinese embassy in Canberra says the Chinese side urges the Australian side to stop meddling in Hong Kong's affairs, adding that otherwise relations between the two nations will also sustain further damage. Mr. Hui hopes his advocacy will galvanise a movement which has been largely stifled since the enactment of the national security law in the territory.
I need to tell my story and Hong Kong story firsthand, what kind of police brutality and persecutions that people like me and Hong Kongers are facing.
Lynn Evelyn, SBS News.